And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to hear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, and you're not carnal and walk, and you are not carnal and walk as men. For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? And I ask you that question this morning, and I beg you not. For instance, Carl and I, thank y'all for praying for my wife. Appreciate that, and I'll say a little bit more in the next hour, but we were out eating, her and myself and my son, and there was a couple come in, and they sat right beside me, and they did not speak. When they sat down at their table, all they did, they buried their head in their phones. Oh, by the way, the kids were probably like 7 and 4, buried. They had their own. They didn't speak one time. Not one time. The people came up to the table and got to order. They looked up, ordered, and then went back down. And even when they were eating, they were still playing on their phone. Now, the devil's after your mind, people. He's after it. And people lose sleep, stay up. These girls that I have, and some of you have seen the girls that we have here. We have a home for young ladies from 12 to 17 who they had to be placed somewhere because of what's going on in their life. And some of it's unreal with their minds what they've been doing. Now, I don't go in detail, but I got staff ladies that do all of that and help them like that. But it's just the fact of things that is carnal. And I hope that you wouldn't be there. I hope that if you get a carnal mind, it's going to produce more. The word carnal is pertaining to flesh, is sensual, opposed to spiritual. It says, being in a natural state is unregenerated. Pertaining to ceremonial law is a carnal ordinance. Carnal-mindedness is grossness of mind. I don't want my mind to wander. I don't want my mind to be to where I'm looking for something that I should not be looking at. Carnal-minded is worldly-minded. Now, see, once you get saved, according to the Scriptures, you're eternally saved. You don't lose your salvation. There's groups out here who are false, who believe that you can get unsaved. Then that means Jesus got to die again. He only died one time. Somebody say amen right there. So we believe, and the Bible does clarify that you, you're saved, you're saved eternally. Now, I really believe this. I believe according to the Bible, if you're saved, he'll chasten you. And it's not like 3 years down the road. Now, when Todd and Troy and Kara were growing up, when they messed up, they got chastened then. Because you know what? Tomorrow, they'll do something else. Or the next hour, or the next 30 minutes, they're going to be doing something else. But see, you're carnal. I would like to speak to you as adults, as mature Christians, but I can't. You're carnal. You get mad at each other. You get jealous of each other. You hate people. How can you hate people? Now, I mean, you might not disagree, but I can't hate you. And you see that so much. And my years of 40 years of revival, I'll never forget, I was down in South... where am I? Am I in South Carolina? Yeah, I am in South Carolina. I'm sorry. I'm here where I'm supposed to be, okay? But I was preaching down there, and went on to talk about the tongue, how bad that is. And there was a man sitting right back there, had on a green coat, had his collar turned up. I thought he was the mafia. And he's sitting there just like that. I said, boy, I don't know what's going to happen to him, man. He's not a happy camper. Well, I didn't know it, but when I gave the invitation, he got up and walked over here and hugged the guy's neck, walked over here and hugged this guy's neck, then walked over here and hugged another guy's neck. Then he come up here and hugged the preacher's neck. By then, everybody was crying. They knew what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. This daddy had three sons, and he was trying to turn them three sons against the preacher. That's carnality. That's carnality to the core. Brothers and sisters are supposed to get together. Matter of fact, the Bible says before you pray around the altar, go get right with your brother, then come and pray. Now, I'm sorry, I'm preaching instead of teaching. See, that's what we face. That's what I face. I preached on separation. I believe the Bible very easily sets out standards for our lives, including dress. I got through and four women met me at the back door. They let me have it. And so I punched all of them. No, I didn't. Let me. Boom. All I did was say, thank you. Because I knew I was right in the Bible. And I'm not a jerk when I preach it. There is a distinction in a man and a woman, totally. So, and one of the subjects is a reprobate mind. I wish I could give you that. But I'm just talking about where we live, if you're not careful. I went back to that same church, couldn't believe that they had me back, and four women didn't run the church. Somebody say amen right there. Three of them come up and apologize. See, that's where we live, carnal. Carnal mind. Strives, envying, thinking. You know, teenage girls, if you ever get around them, which I'm around a lot, they surmise that somebody said something about them. I mean, you can look at them and they say, well, he looked at me wrong. She looked at me wrong. She put her shoulders like that. A man, I give a rip. But people are always looking for something. Always. And so that's what I'm saying. If you develop that kind of a mind, and I always ask people, why are you so suspicious? Is it something you're hiding? Is it something that's in your life? 15% of the people got cell phones, take them to the shower. Now, you are addicted. When you go to the shower, shower and get out. Come on. That's ridiculous. But that's where we are. And these, like I said, these tools and these things we got, is for good. It can be used for good, and I'm glad we got them. But I'm saying, when we get in the arena of carnality, when we get in the arena of watching something that we should not watch, and when teenagers get involved with stuff like that, it hurts. And then what you're going to do, you're going to have a mind that's like a babe. You can offend people. You can say stuff, and it offends them. It gets them mad. We ought to be tougher than that. We ought to be tougher than that. And even I'm not a social media person. I can't tell you what to do, but I'm not. But I'm criticized, they say, a lot by former students. And don't go on there looking for it, okay? If you are, you're addicted. Amen? Because I know my heart. I know what I've done. I know what I've done for 40 years. I know what I've done yesterday. And you can say anything you want to, because I'm going to get up to the next day and do my work, go preach, and try to get people saved, and try to help families. That's my life. But some people, because of their carnal mind, they know everybody's business. You know, can I say this, and I say it kindly? I really don't care what you ate last night. that's, if you want to spend your time doing all of that, that's fine. But I really don't have time for it. Your mind. He's after your mind. Please, I beg you, protect it. Because see, in my ministry years ago, I used to have an address book. In that address book, I had all my preachers' names in pencil and pen. But I started out with pencil. Do you know after a while I started having to erase some of them? Now they're in my computer. And I have, like Brother Parrish, I have certain ones on my phone. And sometimes, young men, I have to delete them. Why? They became carnal. And after a while, when carnal mind is in you, it's going to show on you. It's going to be part of your life. And that carnal mind, let me just read you a few scriptures. Don't turn there, but let me read you a few. In Romans 12, verse 16, it says, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. I hate to see arrogancy. It can happen to a preacher. I've seen preachers that God sort of exalted, but I've also seen them fall. And I've seen them to where the place, after a while, instead of being spiritual, they're carnal. Your music turns to carnality. Their programs are carnal. Because we got to reach this generation. Oh, you don't understand, friend. The way you reach this generation is through the Word of God. It's not you and me. It's God that does the working. And now, and this church never has, never will. And I know this man right here. And you got good people here, Jim. But we're not going to go the carnal way to get an audience. That's not us. Because it's not God. And thank God that you folks have stayed in the right way. Amen. But a carnal-minded preacher will get you doing carnal things. And the next thing, Jim, if you do this, it's your business, but the next thing you know, on Sunday night when the Super Bowl is, you bring a big screen in here, you don't have church, you come and watch the Super Bowl. But you went to church. Do you get it?
Yeah.
You see? Carnality. A carnal mind. America, through Billy Graham just recently, did turn their attention toward God. But the very crowd sitting out there is carnal. Not everybody. Carnal. They don't even know what a qualification of a preacher is. If you know what I'm talking about. And I'm not being cruel. See, carnality. Our minds is carnal. We're trying to do spiritual things with a carnal mind, but we can't. 1965, in Lexington Senior High School, public schools, every morning at 8:30, the King James Bible was read. Everybody sat at attention. Nobody left. The King James Bible was read for 10 minutes. Then somebody prayed for Jehovah. Every morning. In 1965, in Lexington Senior High School, every girl wore a dress or skirt and blouse. Everyone. Guys couldn't wear tennis shoes. Couldn't wear blue jeans. Couldn't wear shirts with colors and all that stuff. You had to wear a collared shirt. Your hair had to be above your ears. We had no pregnancies. We had no drugs. We had no shootings. Where are we today? Carnality. And now we're trying to legalize drugs. Get off my back. Now, I'm sorry, but folks, this is where we're living. You're the hope. You're the hope. When you go to work, be a testimony. When you guys, if you go to public school, private school, wherever you go, be a testimony. Amen. I played football. Back in them days, I could run. Back in them days, I could hit. I'd like to hit one more person because that's probably the last one I'd hit. I'd put on a uniform and play today. I would. I'm not crazy. But the football players stay down here and the goody good people stayed up there in your school. Not one time did I have a guy come down and give me a gospel tract. Not one time did I have somebody invite me to church. Not one time. Made all state, played y'all in the Shrine Bowl. We beat y'all. Ha ha. But we'll leave that alone, all right? I like to win. If you want to be a loser, but I like to win. Amen. But we did beat y'all. We did beat y'all. Y'all getting that? Amen. I'm fixing to leave. I'm getting out of town. But they stood up there, the goody good people, but they never walked down to where us mean football players were. You see, God put you in a place in your work. I went to work before I went to Tennessee Temple. I went to work for a Kraft Food Company. I was a salesman. I loved my job. But God had different plans at 27 for me. But I remember when I went and looked at the job. I got an outline. I'll just tell you a few things. I'll give you a little outline in a minute. But I remember going to my job there, and Mr. Johnson was the boss. And I said it, and I said, Mr. Johnson, I said, I'm going to make you money. You need to hire me because I'll be honest. I said, I won't cheat you. I'll honest you. But I said, one thing I'll never do with you. I'll never drink liquor with you or beer. Never. Now, if that's going to cost me a job now, you might as well stop right now. I don't want your job. You know, Brother Jimmy, first sales meeting we had, we went to Pizza Hut. There's 12 of us. I was the only person that didn't drink. And he looked at me and he says, you want something to drink? Well, now, if you're going to do that to me, I said, I don't drink your slop. Now, don't do that to me, okay? I said, I tell you, I'll never drink it. Do you know 2.5 years later, 5 of us didn't drink? Now, if I'd have stayed there, I'd have got his job and all 12 of us wouldn't have drank. Somebody say amen right there. That's what God's looking for you. Amen. But you can blend in with them. Now, don't be a jerk. I wasn't a jerk. I worked hard, made them money, did what they told me. And when I left, Mr. Johnson looked at me and said, Jimmy, if that don't work out, you always got a job. I said, Mr. Johnson, I'll never be back. I'll never be back. Had an opportunity to, one guy one time up here was in Raleigh and was at a Christmas party and one of the head above him bosses come up to me and he says, Clark, I'll tell you something. You just need to go to your kind. You know, after I got saved and got my life and I started the ministry, quit there and going into the ministry like that, I had the privilege to have breakfast with that man and tell him about Jesus. See, folks, a carnal mind. I hope you're getting what I'm saying there. How it works on us. And let me get over here just a minute. Let me just say what it does. First of all, a carnal mind will produce carelessness. I never intended to do that. I'm just going to be blunt with you adults. Be careful getting online and talking to old classmates. Be careful. And surely you got more up here than talk to an old girlfriend or boyfriend. Amen, Brother Clark. Young breathe. Hey, I'm trying to help you. This is where we are. I was not bombarded. I could be today at my age, but young people are bombarded with this. It's unreal. Texts and stuff, they don't eat the text. Carnal. When you're carnal, you're careless. Number two, you have an attitude about you. I thought the ministry was taking my life and putting it in other people. I thought that's what the ministry was about. These 40 years, my wife has allowed me to travel. Not one time has she stood at the door and said, I don't want you to go. Not one time. And I've spent my life investing my life in other people. And that, you don't have to pat me. You don't have to do nothing about that. I'm just said, when a person gets carnal, it's your attitude. It's all about you. Instead of changing for God, Brother Jimmy, there's churches around here, they don't have to do nothing. They just go there and be just the same old person. They probably could drink sociably. Come on, get off my back. You can't do that. See what I'm saying? You know something else? When a person's acting carnal, their repentance is questionable. Do you know biblical repentance? You don't put yourself in a different direction. God does. And because God of biblical repentance, you repent of your sins, you ask Him to cleanse all that sin out of you. And because of that, now God puts you in a different direction. And when God puts you in a different direction, you and I ought to be acting like it, doing things like it. See, I really have a problem. A person says, I'm saved, and they can just lay out of church anytime they want to because God ordained it. We're not working our way to heaven, but God has put me in those things that I love back there and the things I hated up here. Now I hate those, but I love these. Why is that so? It's biblical repentance. Biblical repent. I am a sinner. I am undone. I deserve hell, but God, you died for me, and I repent of my past. Put me in a new direction. That's what God does. But a carnal person. And now, Brother Jimmy, we got Christian music that you can jive to. Somebody say amen right there. It's worldly. It's not of God. But it's big time. It's carnality. And it makes me wonder, are you really, really in the family? I won't tell you where I went. But somebody invited me there and I went. It's supposed to be a Baptist church. They had a platform, I promise y'all. Now, y'all gonna think I'm foolish, but I'm not. I promise you, that platform is probably a good 100, 150 feet wide. It blew me out. Blew me out. Now, you don't have to wear a tie to church. 2,000 people there. I'm the only person who got a tie on. Don't want. See, we come to the king's house this morning. You see what I'm saying? They had a rock group on this side of the stage, and they had a rock group on that side of the stage. No gospel was given, just some little sermonette. They left like they came. Now, you're not going to hell if you don't wear a tie. You're not doing that. Don't think I'm out there. But I cried. I cried. Because the guy got up there and preached. He said nothing about the gospel. He said nothing on an invitation. There's thousands of people coming to that nonsense. It's all carnal. I know this church will never do it. But I know when you're alone, if you're not careful, it'll get a hold of your mind. And good people can sin, and good people can mess up their life. And their repentance is questionable. Their repentance. And even in a carnal mind, do you have a bell that I need to stop? Just stop?
No, you
got to
stop.
Okay. Let me say this. There's nothing godly about carnality. I think I just gave the illustration. Our affections are not from above. Our affections are worldly. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it. And ultimately, number six, and that's sort of man's number, you have a love for yourself. And what God wants every Christian to do is die to you. And if you'll ever die to you, God will use you. And if you don't die to you, then you got to go to artificial stuff that you think's godly. God never works in the realm of impurities. Never. Never. God works in holiness. God works in righteousness. God works in purity. That's where God dwells. And for you to get there, you're going to have his mind. And if you want God to use you, not that I'm a perfect person, but if you want God to use you, you're going to have to abandon who you are and take on his image. That's what we promote. So the question today, I won't be quite as blunt in the 11 o'clock. I want to give you something I got. The question today, and I want you to think about this, and I want God, is my mind carnal? Can you sit down and watch something that absolutely would be forbidden? One thing about the Super Bowl, and I love sports, but that halftime show, how in the world could Christians watch that? Help me. I don't understand that. World as it can be, but we do it. How could you bring that into your church? If you ever bring to church, I'm going to whip you. I'd have to whip him and run because big as he is, if he sat on me, I'd be dead. No. Let's bow our heads, please. Thank you for listening. Lord Jesus, help us today. Lord, thank you for this good church, a good pastor, and his good wife, and the people who support him, and they can go in a spiritual direction, not a carnal direction. But Lord, it breaks my heart. There's people today out there. Wow. Help us to have a mind of Christ, not a carnal mind. Christ Jesus. Amen. Let me say this one thing.